Eric Gimel Pasuk Yudalit. So, again, we'll just start from Pasuk Yud Gimel to be able to read the flow of it. Ashrei Adam Matzo Chachma V'Adam Yafik Tvuna. Praiseworthy, fortunate is the person who finds Chachma and the person who is able to draw out the Tvuna, the understanding from that Chachma. Kitov Sachra. Now this is the new Pasuk. Kitov Sachra Misachar Kosef. Because its merchandise is better than the merchandise of money, or I mean the Torah is worth, right, worth more than business with money. Umecharutz, which we'll see in the Gro, is referring to something that's very expensive. Its grain is better than anything else that's very that's normally very expensive and very needed. Let's see the grow. Ki toiv sachra mischa kesef umicharutz begaymer. Ki adam ha'oisig beiske biske elam. A person who is dealing in the business of the world, and he's hu b'shnei inyanim. It's usually in one of two inyanim. Echad u'am moivil schora b'medina l'medina. One is the guy who brings merchandise from place to place, from country to country, in order to gain, in order to earn money. So the businessman, right, he buys merchandise and sells it in a different place in order to make money. Beis, the second guy, for Parnasa, does the who ovid adama v'zareya. He works the ground,
manufacture,
and he sows the land. And so he's the grower. He's the actual guy who does the agriculture in those days. Today, yeah, it would be somebody who's I don't know. We'll have to. But it's you'll see what the grow is going to make the difference between the chiluk, and then we could try to plug it into today. Vikra tachlas. Afilus her asoicher gam ken leknois tvuah liyos loy leachol. The Maisa, the guy who's buying and selling merchandise, his Ikka Tachlis is also that he could be able to buy grain in order to have for food. When it comes down to it, yeah, for himself, his family. When it comes down to it, everybody needs food. That's the what you're really working for. Varvachas haschayra huma'at lefi erich harvachas hatvua. Now the gains, the financial gains from doing business with merchandise is very small relative to the gains that you have from growing grain. Because when you grow wheat or grow grain, so you can sometimes earn even five times what you planted, the value of what you planted, or even more. But with merchandise, how much is the markup that you can do? It's usually just a fifth. You can gain another fifth or a bit more than that on top of what you paid for, on top of what it cost you to buy that schayra. Okay, so the Gemara says that ultimately the guy doing the actual growing, he's making a killing compared to the guy who's just peddling the schayra from place to place.
So there is like somebody's like paying for like a service. There's no what's it called? The merchandise. The money you put into it. What's that called again?
The capital.
Yeah.
The capital you put into. Yeah.
Those are the two guys. Someone who's first. You're paying for a service, so then it's all gain.
The Gro doesn't talk about that aspect. I mean, I guess because the Pasuk doesn't discuss that. But no, it's more, I would say, more over here, it's like, I mean, there's many, I mean, the basic difference that he's saying over here is how much you can earn from it. So we know, you know, the guy, even a person that's giving service, right, compared to like the big money usually is made off of is a businessman who's able to, or like a big investor who's able to cash in and get
something small, tremendous, something big.
Exactly, that's the main difference over here. So the Gro is saying that the Torah, right, the Pasuk is saying that the Torah is better than both of those. Okay, the Torah's merchandise is better than the Schar Kelsef, and its Tvua is better than the best of Tvua. Okay, so Lachin Almar, therefore the Pasuk says, Toiv Sachro, Toiv Mikesef Shemarviach Mischeira. What it means is, Toiv Ki Toiv Sachro Mischar Kelsef, is that it's Sachar, right? The Torah Sachar, the Torah's merchandise is better than the money you would gain from doing business with merchandise, from buying and selling. Umecharutz hu davar hayakar. That's something that's expensive. Vecharutz kloimar charutz moed. What it means is something that's very expensive. Lefishu nitzrach moed. Why is it very expensive? Because it's something that's very, very needed. Shua tvua, which is the tvua. Nitzrachas yoisim min hakesef. Grain, tvua, is needed more than money. Tvua, right? Because, like we said, everybody needs tvua. Money is only as good as it is to buy the tvua at the end of the day. V'hu neged chachma tvua utvuna. So these two aspects of schar kosef and tvua parallel the inyanim of chachma and tvuna. Like we saw in the previous pasuk, we had chachma and tvuna. So this pasuk yudal parallels the chachma and tvuna. How? Shechachma dugmas haschayra shemavil mimdina limdina. Chachma is an example of the schayra that one peddles from one country or one state or one place to another. Kein tzarech leilech vililmad mirabbi. So too, a person, when it comes to Torah, needs to go and learn from his Rebbe. He'll have to leave, go to a different city sometimes, in order to learn from a good Rebbe. Kama shekosav, like it says, Hoysa ka'aniyos soicher mi merchok tovi lachma. That's right, it's like the aniyos of a merchant, like the ships of a merchant, that brings its bread from far. That's part of learning Torah, is you sometimes have to go very far in order to be able to learn by a Rebbe. Utvuna, so that's the Geder of Chachma, because the Geder of Chachma is really just the raw wisdom that you're makabel from your Rebbe. It's like the ideas, it's what you're makabel from him. Utvuna hu ma shemotzi min ha-chachma. But the Tvuna, the understanding, is what you're able to extrapolate from the Chachma. It's what you're able to pull out of the Chachma. Keina Tvua, that's similar to the tvua, the grain. Umash zora, it's what you planted, or what you bought from the money that you gained from business. Vizebo ma'atma, in other words, this is already dependent on your efforts. Vizebo ma'atma, viyagia kapoy, uchmashekosav, mipricha pea notakorem. Like the pasuk says, right, from the fruit of her labor, her hands, right, her labor, she planted the vineyard. So, Tvuna, since Tvuna is, right, the understanding that you work on the Chachma, and you analyze it, and you get into it, and you break it down, and you're able to be Moitzi Dover Mitech Dover, maybe Dover Mitech Dover, you're able to extrapolate old new ideas that weren't fleshed out in the original raw Chachma that you received from the Rebbe. So that's your labor, that's your effort. That's similar to the Tvua, which is the one who's really planting and doing the actual work. The Schayra is the example of bringing Chachma from one place to the next. You have to go to another Rebbe, you have to go to a different city in order to Chachma. That's just similar, but it's not really, you're not doing much. Besides peddling it, you're not, it's not your sweat and your labor. So the Tvua, though, is, and that's why the Tvua parallels the Tvuna. So Kitev Sachar Mischar Kosev is Keneged, parallels the Motza Chachma in the previous Pasuk. Umechor Tzvua also parallels the V'odam Yofik Tvuna in the previous Pasuk. And the girl finishes off, Amma Lamala Ashrei V'goymer. So earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel, right, that's what we just said. So the Pasuk said, Ashrei Adam Motza Chachma, V'akshav Ki Toiv. And now he's adding Ki Toiv. Besides, like the bechina of Ashrei, the bechina of the fortune that he's fortunate and he's praiseworthy. Besides that aspect, there's another aspect over here that this pasuk Yudalit is adding, which is the bechina of Toiv. Akshav Ki Toiv. K'moshikosov, like the pasuk says, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toiv lach ba'olam haba. It's actually it's not a pasuk, it's Chazal. The Gemara Brachos on the pasuk in Tehillim. It's Ashrecha. So you see that the lashon of Ashrei is referring to the gains that the person is going to have in olam hazeh, right? And the toiv, which is this pasuk Yudalid, is the gain that he's going to have in olam haba. I just want to be moisif. It would seem to me to another diak in the pasuk. It's not a hezber in the going. Just once we're holding on this pasuk, also based on things that we've said before, that the difference, there's a lashon over here, sachra, yeah, lashon of business, sachar, right, is actually, we know like schor, right, yeah, by Nozir and by the Zohar talks about to not get close, to go round, don't get close, right, the karma chol sikrav, not to get close to the kerem, right, that's Nozir. So schor is lashon you find in Targum all the time, schor means round, saviv, means going round, right, to circle something, to go around something. And the lashon of charutz is like the lashon of charitza, which is digging a hole. It's like a ditch. It's more of a separation. So I think that's also meduyik over here in the pasuk. We know that we explained in the past that chachma is an all-encompassing yichud. Okay, it's like the klal. It's a klal that combines things and joins a lot of things together. And that's the tvun, is you have to pull the pratim out of it. You have to pull the different pieces out of it. You have to dig in there and you have to, right, get piece by piece, get all the pratim and flesh them out. So that's why by the lashon of like the Gros saying that chachma is the first part of the pasuk sachra, is lashon of saviv, because that's the bechin of chachma, that it's makif, that it surrounds. And it's all inclusive, as opposed to the tvuna, which is the pratim, the maven davar mitech davar, is the details. That's the charitza. That's lashon of charitza, is lashon of details, lashon of splitting and digging and piece by piece. I think that's a meduyik in the lashonis of the pasuk. I guess it does actually. It is an added hesber possibly inside in the grow, how it's meduyik in these lashonis. Now. Says the pasuk, next pasuk Tazvav, Yikara hi mi pninim, famous pasuk, right? The Torah is more dear, more expensive, more worthy than even gems. V'chol chafotzecha lo yishvuvo, and everything, all your objects, everything you have, all anything you want, right, could not equal it. Okay, so the Gra says, ki derech adam lirda feliknas dov machmishnei dvar. The derech of a person is to chase and buy something because of two different reasons. Or because it's expensive and it's not around. It's a hard item to find. So he buys it. Like gems. Diamonds, grace. So v'zeh l'chvoydei. That's for his covet, right? Really, what do people really like at it? Is that it's a rare commodity, so it goes up in price, so it's a big cover to have it. Its worth is based on the fact that it's rare. Or, and then the other thing is, okay, that's the first reason why a person would buy something. Another reason is, because it's something that he needs very much. It fills a basic need by this person. Kimotvua, the chadoima, like grain. Right, and anything like that. So that's what it's saying over here, that you have to chase after the Torah very much. Because if we're going to use the reason that people go to run after and chase things and buy things, is that it's special, it's precious, right? So then he yikara af mi pninim. The Torah is more precious than pninim, than diamonds, than gems. Shem yikar mikol davar shebayolam, which is the most expensive items in the world. The Torah is even more expensive, more dear, more precious. If you're going to tell me, if you're going to analyze it, you're going to come to it from the aspect of the need, so there's nothing equals it. The Torah is needed more than anything else. The Torah is your very life. Right? That's mamish your life. What need is bigger than life itself? Now, and this is again is connected the two previously mentioned things, which is in Pasuk Yudalet, Shul Kesef Utvua, money, right, which is the Yikarahim Pninim aspect. It's the I want to have money because it's chashuv to have, it's important to have, it's better by me than the next guy. Utvua, which is something that's really needed. It's mamish serves a basic need that, right? Shehim neged chachma bina, that these two things are connected chachma bina.
Torah had that aspect of Torah is rare.
He's saying mitzad yoyker. It's mitzad that it's precious to people. The precious aspect of diamonds is that they're difficult to get. Difficult to get nice ones. It's not like not everyone has them. Don't just walk outside and find one. The Torah probably is also like that. The Torah, you see, the Torah is not so easy to come by either. It takes work. Yeah, I don't know if he's. I don't think he's coming it from that angle, but I think it is true anyway. I think he's just coming from it. Mitzad the fact that it's dear and special and precious, intrinsically. So now he says that these two things, the kesed and tefuah, like we said, are connected the chachma and the bina. So that's in pasuk Yidal was connected the chachma bina. V'kan hu das. And this pasuk is das shul kol mishneim. We've mentioned this in the past, that das is the midpoint, which really bridges and has part right and part left within it. So the das combines the chachma bina. It's made up of, it's like a double line, right? Kav kaful. That's both the chachma side and the bina side within it. So therefore, this pasuk combines it two. So you have chachma bina in pasuk yudalet, and das, which is made up of both a chachma component and a tvuna component, in pasuk tezvav. Huh?
Why is this das?
Because it's also, like he said, the yikari mipninim is connected the kesef, and the chachafetzecha lo yishuvah is connected the tvuah.
More so than
the previous pasuk, we also had connected there.
Right. So you're saying the pasuk yudalet is chachma bina, and then in pasuk tezvav, which is also again chachma bina or chachma tvuna. Over here he's saying it's the Bechin of Da'as that combines the two together.
That's why it's talking about the Bechin of Da'as over here.
What do you mean?
What's combining the two over here?
Yeah, well, how do you know that these two are more combined than the previous two? It's not clear to me either. I don't know.
What do you mean, Moshe?
Just one second, let's just think about this question for a second. You know what I would say is like this, because in Pasuk Yud Gimel it's Mefurish. That's the answer. In Pasuk Yud Gimel it says openly Chachma and Tvuna, and over here it can only, and you see that there's a Chachma and Tvuna aspect over here, but it's referring to the combination of the two, huh?
Both Yudal and Tzvav then?
Ah, that's what you mean. Yudal, right. No, it sounds like Yudalit he was learning his Chachma and Bina. Yes, I don't know. No, I don't know. Maybe just the order, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, see that? Okay. And the message just the last few minutes. I figure we'll say something to you. Like Potemik, like before the end of this man with. Without saying anything on the 3 weeks, that's mamish problem. So just brought something to read from the Gra in Eiv. Very simple nekuda. It's simple, but not simple. The Gra over there says, "Daki tachlis ha'adam." It's in Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalet. Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalet. So Grover says, "Da ki tachlis ha'adam l'shnei dvarim." What's the tachlis of a person in this world? There's two things, not one. There's two things. That's what the Grover says, at least over here in this pasuk. Ha'echad, one is l'kayim maimer es l'kimi rov es mitzvos shemar. the first one is to be mekayim the maamar of to be God fearing and to keep the mitzvahs. And that includes within it learning Torah, all the, I guess you call it Bein Adam L'Malkum. Hasheni, the second thing, the second tachlis of man is Sheyetiv gam b'nei Adam v'yaseh chesed imoyim, that a person should be mative to people and do chesed with them. Ki oylom chesed ibone, because the pasuk says that the world was built on chesed. It's mamish the tachlis of oylom. The world was built on chesed. V'heim shnei shoshei haTorah. And those are the two shiroshim of the Torah, the two roots of it. It's not a very chashav piece of it. It's not one. It's two roots of the Torah. K'maimer, like the pasuk says, the Gemara says, "B'chol drachecha da'eu." Okay, so I'll repeat the pasuk in Mishlei. "B'chol drachecha da'eu." In all your ways, we learned this pasuk, right? In all the ways you should know Him. Zu pasha ktana shekol haTorah tluya ba. That's the small pasha. This is what the Chazal say over there in the Gemara and Brachos on that pasuk. This is a pasuk tana that the entire Torah is dependent on it. Chol drachecha de'eil. So that's the aspect of the Bein Adam L'Makom. V'asheni, in the second one, v'haftu l'recha kamoicha, and the second pasuk, we find v'haftu l'recha kamoicha, to love your fellow like yourself, zeh klal gadol b'Torah v'idach zil Gemara. The Gemara says that. Also, the Gemara says about that pasuk, this is a klal gadol b'Torah, and everything else, you know, you have to learn that, but it all is an extension of v'haftu l'recha kamoicha. So, I'm not going to read the hemshech of the Gro right now, but I might say this is a very, very important and big yisoid, because, you know, you have this, there's the Reb Chaim Volozhin used to say, his son writes in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, in Akdama, V'koy haya dvorei lai tamid. My father, Reb Chaim Volozhin, right, would always say, Shezeh kol ha'adam. This is the whole, what it means to be a mensch. This is what an adam is. Lai la'atzmai nivra. He wasn't created for himself. Rak lahoya la'achrini k'chol ha'shayimtza b'koy chelasas. Just to help others in anything that he can, anything you can find to help others, that's the tachos adam. And Nefesh HaChaim, one of the new prints they bring down, that the Gro said that the ikur ha'amo shel adam tzarich lias al haver shebein adam lechaveru b'kol adikdukim. The ikur amelus of a person has to be regarding haver shebein adam lechaveru with all the dikdukim. So this is certainly the time we should be mechazik this inyan of after lech kamoicha and being mative with others. The famous story of the Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter said that when he was younger, he was Erev Rosh Hashanah, I think it was Erev Yom Kippur, and he was going on the street and he saw a big Yarei Elikim. Right, a tremendous Cherdes Hadin. He had tremendous trepidation and he was mamish, all worked up with the fear of Hashem approaching Yom Kippur. And Yisrael approached him and asked him a question. And Meroif, from his amazing fear and trepidation of Yom Adin, the guy just ignored him. He couldn't answer him. He just ignored him and walked on. And Yisrael said, I thought to myself, it's very nice that you're a Shemayim and you have tremendous Pachadin, but why am I guilty? What am I to blame that you have Pachadin? You have a Chiyuv to be Meitiv and Gemilas and to be Goyim Chesed with me and to answer my question. So you have to remember that with all the Chashivas of Bein Adam L'Malkum, it's one of the two Tachlizim that the Gro over here says in Eiv, right? We have to make sure it doesn't come on the Cheshbon of others and Adra, but that there's plenty of opportunity to be mative, even simple things we don't necessarily think about. I always say, you're sitting at a Shabbos table and somebody asks you to pass something. So if you could in a split second, yeah, you just think to yourself, I'm doing a chesed now. I'm being a kind of mitzvah chesed to pass the soda to the next to somebody down. It's mamash a mitzvah zaseh to do chesed, right? But when you're mechaven, it's a You get an extra mitzvah, sure, an extra madrigo in the mitzvah. So it could be that if you don't mechaven, maybe you wouldn't be mekayim at all, and that really gets into all shaila. But But there's very simple things, and sometimes if there's there's so many chances for chesed, mamish is all over the place. You could be in shul, you see a guy is looking for a sitter, he's new to this, doesn't know where the sitter is. So instead of letting him till he'll find it, you go ahead, you save him, you save him the tircha, you save him that feeling of like not knowing where he is. You give him the sitter. Both you're helping him, you're saving him time, you're making him feel good that somebody's mesiaches to him. Simple things. There's chesed all over the place. That's something that for sure we should work on to build our consciousness and awareness of chesed within the family, outside the family, to look for chesed, to be right of chesed, like the pasuk says, to be right of, you should mamash chase chesed, even in learning, in the Beis Medrash. Sometimes it's easier just to involve yourself in your own libud and whatever, but if you see somebody has a question, whatever it is, give them the time of day, help them, maybe sometimes go over to and help. And that's the gather of Teres Chesed al Lashena, to teach Torah. That's what it says, right? Teres Chesed, Torah of Chesed. It's a much bigger darga, nothing compared to Teres Shein Shel Chesed. So, Bez Hashem, we should be Mitzchazek in this inyan of the Oilam Chesed Yibane. We should be Zeicha that the Schus there, the Beis Amigdash Yibane, the Heiro, the Yameinu, the Korv.